with Harrison Burton to the bottom. Austin Hill, the winner of that opening stage. A little deeper in traffic here as we get ready for the restart. He'll be to the outside of row four.
As they make their way into turns three and four, Allgaier back at the front of the field here at Daytona. What a stretch of months it's been for Justin Allgaier. As bad as things were before the checkered flag flew at Phoenix Raceway, then he comes back, wins the championship, gets an opportunity to run the Daytona 500 with Junior Motorsports, races his way in here Thursday night. He's got the car at the front of the field here today, and he's going to race the Daytona 500 tomorrow.
Was leading earlier, got shuffled backward to about mid-pack, and now by staying out on the racetrack through a cycle of green flag pit stops, he takes the green flag, and we begin stage two. To his inside is Harrison Burton. The field is tightly packed in side-by-side formation as they race off the end of the front straightaway. They race up into turn number one and two. Harrison Burton down to the inside. You've got Justin Allgaier topside, a solid second, third, fourth row. Double wide, about 15 rows deep as they exit turn two and race to the Daytona Superstretch.
Burton to the inside. Justin Allgaier in the outside lane trying to build that run up the back straightaway. Has drafting help from Sam Mayer topside. Connor Zilich, second car in line on the bottom.
Still double wide for the race lead. Neither line has the advantage. It's Allgaier on the outside. Harrison Burton on the inside. They remain wheel to wheel.
Some of these cars at the front of the field have damage from that lap five crash. Crews have done an outstanding job of getting those cars patched back up. At the front of the field, Allgaier's car is clean. Harrison Burton has some of that high-speed duct tape on it. They race wheel to wheel back to turn number one. They continue to stay side by side at the front. Now Allgaier tries to get a nose out in front. He's going to keep his car to the outside lane, but Harrison Burton rallies back down at the bottom.
There comes Burton to the inside off of turn number two. Connor Zilich, another one of those drivers involved in that opening lap or opening incident here on the back straightaway. He's now shuffled out of line. The only car on the bottom of the racetrack. Everybody fuddles topside.
Yeah, Connor Zilich getting the downward shuffle right now. He has fallen outside of the top 10. He may fall out of the top 15 out of turn four.
Watching Justin Allgaier, who paces the outside lane. Harrison Burton down low. You've got a side-by-side battle between Ford and Chevrolet. But when you look behind Harrison Burton, how about Josh Williams? A shout-out for him, flying those colleague racing colors proudly as he provides the drafting assistance to Harrison Burton. Burton now with the fender out in front. Allgaier will fall back by half a car length. Harrison Burton takes the lead for just a moment off two.
With Williams there in the third spot, looking to go three wide, but he too might be kicked out of line here on the back stretch. He is. Nobody will go with him. He'll fade outside of the top 10.
Bye-bye Josh Williams. Same thing that happened to Connor Zilich a lap ago in turn three. Sammy Smith looking three wide for the lead. He shoves it to the bottom and looks for the lead.
That'll put Harrison Burton in the middle of the racetrack. A bold move by Sammy Smith. He moves now to the inside of the front row, flashing by start finish. Allgaier to the outside lane. A new contender in the form of Sammy Smith is downstairs.
Sammy Smith hugging the bottom of the racetrack with us. Justin Allgaier freewheeling it on the outside lane. Sam Mayer in hot pursuit of Allgaier upstairs. They are side by side for the lead.
All right, Sammy Smith now at the bottom of the racetrack. Let's see if he gets kicked out of line or if he can hang on to a battle for the race lead with Justin Allgaier. Allgaier in the outside lane by a half a car length. Here's Smith to the bottom.
Two Chevrolet Camaros keeping the field at bay behind them. A little bit close for the third spot. That's where you find Sam Mayer on the outside lane. To his left shoulder is Harrison Burton.
Sammy Smith a lap ago muscled his way to the bottom, went three wide, and took the lead of the inside lane. That was all by himself. Junior Motorsports Chevrolets are strong this afternoon at Daytona, and they're side by side for the top spot.
They've thrown up a two-lane roadblock at the front of the pack right now. Allgaier on the inside, or on the outside rather. Sammy Smith down low. Everybody else bottled up behind.
Sam Mayer, second car in line, topside. Austin Hill is there. Have not heard much from him in the early laps of this second stage. Still third car, top lane. At the front, it's Allgaier over Sammy Smith.
Speaking of Austin Hill, he's going to go three wide up the middle, hang the machine of Sam Mayer out to dry. As he does that, Sammy Smith moves up to the top side and picks up his teammate.
Sam Mayer on that outside lane. Fortunate that everybody started to drift wide. Now he's got some drafting help topside, or he would have gone all the way to the back of the field. On the inside lane, here comes Jeb Burton to the lead at Daytona.
Powers down to the inside on entry into turn one and breaks away clean by a couple of car lengths. Jack Burton flexing some muscle. He'll take the lead as they race off turn number two.
Burton to the front of the field, and he's all by himself at the point. Everybody else stacked up two and three wide from second on back. A lot of shuffling, including Sammy Smith in the second spot. Gets a little bit of a push from Justin Allgaier.
That's the top three cars on the outside lane. On the bottom, you have Ryan Sieg, his white Ford Mustang, now even with the second place car of Sammy Smith. They're cheek to cheek.
Allgaier way at the racetrack, and he's going to give up a handful of spots. He'll try to find his place in line and will. He'll be fifth in line on the outside. Jeb Burton takes Jordan Anderson Racing to the lead at Daytona. He'll lead at lap number 42 as we continue under the green flag in the season opener.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She's picking out a new plan. Incredible win.
Get a free Samsung A16 or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with real unlimited data from Straight Talk. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC, and is used with permission.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
A tale of two races now for Richard Childress Racing. Austin Hill muscling his way to the front. Jesse Love just got kicked three wide and losing a handful of spots. As we sit at lap 43, Jeb Burton leads with Ryan Sieg, Sammy Smith, Nick Sanchez, and Austin Hill, the top five. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning, and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Five-car breakaway up front, and they're stacked up double wide from sixth on back as they race off the end of the Daytona Superstretch.
As they come to turn number three, Austin Hill right against the bottom of the racetrack. Running second is Ryan Sieg, Nick Sanchez, Connor Zillitz. That's the top four.
They make their way back to the start-finish line. They'll come to the line to complete lap number 46 here in the United Rentals 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Mike, it has been a good one, and Austin Hill has muscled his way back here to the front of the field.
Got a guest joining us in the booth. Pleasure to welcome Jeremy Fountain, the Director of Marketing for United Rentals. Welcome to the tower, my friend.
Thank you very much, guys.
So tell us, United Rentals, give us an idea about everything that you guys do, which I know is a lot, and you're going to be here for about 6 weeks if you started doing that. But for those that don't exactly know everything about United Rentals, give us an overview.
Sure thing. So United Rentals is the world's largest equipment rental company. We have a massive network of branches across North America, U.S. and Canada. We're also in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. And we are an equipment rental provider that also provides professional services across a wide spectrum of customer needs. So everything from fluid and working underground and trench safety to power and HVAC solutions. And we're really proud to be a partner with NASCAR.
So I was going to ask the question, what makes the partnership with NASCAR so good for you guys?
NASCAR has been a great partner for us, and they've been a great customer for us for a long time. And all of our partnerships are based on shared values and organizations that we believe we can work with to be successful on both sides of the equation. And with NASCAR, they share a lot of the same things that we focus on with our day-to-day business, which is providing a safe operating environment, providing a great customer experience. So for fans, whether it's for people working in the construction and industrial businesses like our customers or people that are attending this great race, it just made sense. And we're really happy to continue to highlight what we do that supports NASCAR that's also relevant to what we do for our customers across the customer base.
We're all highly grateful for our women and men in uniform in the United States service, but veterans and the United States military, something near and dear to not only you, but everybody at United Rentals hearts. Give us an idea about what United Rentals does in hiring veterans and the program Turns for Troops.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. Something we're very proud about. So our Turns for Troops program is built on a culture at United Rentals of really focusing on giving back to the communities that we work and serve, but also to taking care of those who have served. And that really is a true core value for us. Over 10% of our employees are veterans. We actively recruit and hire veteran employees. We find that they're a great fit for our organization culturally. They bring great skill sets, and we're super proud to provide them their next opportunities as they phase out of their service and return to sort of civilian life. And with that spirit, we built our Turns for Troops program, which provides donations to organizations that serve military veterans. So we're also a proud sponsor of Austin Hill in the number 21 today. And for every lap that Austin completes around the track, we donate another $50 to our Turns for Troops program, which then is all rolled up every year and donated to really great organizations.
And I know that makes you very happy because your boy is out in front. Matter of fact, Austin has led 31 of the 49 laps today. Why did you decide to sponsor this race?
So it kind of for us was just a no-brainer when this opportunity became available, because this is the weekend of the Great American Race. When you have an opportunity to be involved at such a spectacular and iconic event at such a beautiful track, and today I'm looking out the window seeing nothing but sunshine, it was sort of a, yeah, I think we're probably going to get excited about that. It's also just such a great opportunity to engage with our customers, to bring our employees out, have a great experience together, build those important relationships. And then guess what? As you look around the track, you see all of the equipment that we provide that helps make this experience happen.
Thanks so much to you and everybody at United Rentals for putting on another great race here tonight.
Thank you very much, guys.
Absolutely. Jeremy Fountain, Director of Field and Experiential Marketing from United Rentals.
Fields comes back to the line. That'll be nine laps to go in stage two, and they're dicing it up front, throwing blocks left and right. Austin Hill started at the bottom of the racetrack. He had to go up the banking and take Ryan Sieg and Nick Sanchez with him to throw blocks that were initiated by Moose. Jesse Love trying to find his way through down low.
Trying to run down low, but he's got no drafting help right now. He's trying to find some help from Nick Sanchez, but Sanchez goes to the top instead.
Jesse Love leads the inside lane, but it's about two or three car lengths back to the next car, so not a tight draft on the bottom that allows the outside lane to pull ahead, led by Austin Hill, that is, Ryan Sieg in the second spot.
The majority of this field is up against the safer barrier. That seems to be the fast line around Daytona at this point. It's still being led at the point by Austin Hill.
They come down to the line. 52 laps will go up on the board of the 120. That'll give us eight laps to go here in stage number two. Austin Hill, no surprise at the front of the field here at Daytona. Not much of a surprise either for the second place driver. That's Ryan Sieg.
Ryan Sieg is always good on the super speedways. As the sun now just dips below the horizon, they'll run single file up against the safer barrier, back through about the top eight.
Solid run for Nick Sanchez as well, running in the third spot. Has challenged for the race lead and has been among the top five for much of the afternoon. Jeb Burton next in line, followed by Justin Allgaier among the top five.
Dean Thompson runs sixth in line up against the outside wall. Then you've got the machine of Anthony Alfredo, Sheldon Creed, Taylor Gray, and William Sawalitz. They make up the top 10.
Once again, the energy has transitioned to the top of the banking, top of the tri-oval, and Austin Hill right now is the Pied Piper. He's got him lined up about a dozen deep. His teammate Jesse Love started to run down to the inside, but Dave, the problem for Jesse is the drafting help behind him did not materialize.
It did not, and he has plummeted back outside the top 12, maybe the top 15. They continue to chase Austin Hill at the front of the field.
Jesse Love still digging on the bottom of the racetrack, but Dave's right, outside of the top 15 goes Love as Austin Hill continues to drive away at the front of the field with Sieg and Sanchez right there in second and third.
Those drivers towards the middle part of the pack include Sammy Smith, Jesse Love, and the machine of Carson Quapo. They've been trying to get in line up top, but there's no room at the end.
Not at all, but there is a wounded, slower car running right down on the bottom of the racetrack as the lead draft bears down on that machine. Brennan Poole missing the hood, missing the right front quarter panel, well off the pace, gets out of the way as the leaders thunder by.
Yeah, it's been an ugly afternoon for Brennan Poole. He will duck down very low on the racetrack, give everybody else free passage around as they enter turn number one. Austin Hill continues to show the way up next to the safer barrier.
No change at the front of the field. The top half dozen, maybe dozen cars now, single file, using the outside lane, watching Jesse Love further back in a draft with Sammy Smith and Sam Mayer now, who goes to the bottom, just into the top 10.
Yeah, those three now make it five cars on the bottom, about 10th in line against the double yellow line. That's where Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith, Love, Buckle, and the machine of Leland Honeyman.
Want to give a shout out to a couple of drivers that right now are in the top six. First, Jeb Burton, representing Jordan Anderson Racing quite well. The other goes to Dean Thompson. He was a full-time competitor in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, but now he is a part of Sam Hunt Racing, Dave, and is showing well right now in position number six.
Yes, he's had a solid run here so far. Inside line just gained some new runners. Sheldon Creed goes downstairs and brings Taylor Gray,
who goes to the inside of Dean Thompson, who hangs tough top side. Top five cars break away. The side-by-side racing now resumes from sixth on back. Thompson to the outside, Creed to the bottom.
More cars now jumping ship and going to the bottom, the first of which inside of the top five is Jeb Burton. He's fourth in line, goes down to the bottom, now swings it up back to the top.
Jeb Burton now weaves his way, now gets back in the top lane. Jeb Burton went down, thought about making a move, stays in line in the number four spot. He's got drafting help right up underneath the rear spoiler. It's Justin Allgaier there.
First thought for Burton appeared to be to jump downstairs and lead that low line. It turned into a block when he shut off their progress and then moved back up. Diving to the bottom now, trying to lead the charge. Nick Sanchez looks low.
Sanchez had a look to the inside, fell back in the line, top three. Three cars now will drift to the outside lane up the Daytona Superstretch led by Austin Hill. Sieg, here's Burton out of line for four.
Burton going for third now in turn three. Pulls alongside of Nick Sanchez. They'll remain wheel to wheel for that third spot as the machines of Ryan Sieg and Austin Hill go to the bottom.
Jeb Burton darts out of a line and now backs up to the front bumper of Justin Allgaier. That inside lane starting to pick up some runners. Jeb Burton downstairs. Justin Allgaier's there. Then you get back to the JGR 1-2-3 punch that's led by Tanner Gray.
The lanes began to equalize for a moment, but now a few more migrate back up to that high line. It continues to be Nick Sanchez leading the bottom lane. He'll slide up in line in third.
That leaves Jeb Burton to lead the inside lane now off of turn number two, and he has drafting help, but they are not as organized as the outside lane. Thinking of making it three wide was Dean Thompson a moment ago. Top three cars nose to tail, top tie of the racetrack.
Burton looking for some help, but he doesn't have it on the bottom. Now he's going to try to squeeze in front of the machine as Sheldon Creed. No, sir. Sheldon Creed denies that move.
Two laps to go now in stage number two as they come back down to the start-finish line. Still, Austin Hill has everybody in the mirror. He runs the outside lane. The inside no better than side-by-side for the number five spot.
Yeah, and Jeb Burton is looking for a way to get out of that low line. He will do so. Slides up on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. Here they come off turn number two. Austin Hill still in command at the front of the field.
Who steps out of line and when? That inside lane still not close enough to the front of the field, waiting for one of the top five competitors to maybe dip to the bottom, but it's still Hill, Sieg, and now one car turned into the outside wall. It's Sheldon Creed that got into the third place runner of Nick Sanchez, a solo car incident while running for the third spot going into turn three. A lot of right side damage to Nick Sanchez's car.
And Nick Sanchez right now just skating along the outside of the racetrack, the entire right side completely torn up on his Chevrolet. He's headed to pit road.
Caution is on the speedway. It's the fourth one of the United Rentals 300, and this stage will end under the caution flag as the leaders take the yellow. It is one lap to go in stage two, and Kyle Ricci, there was a lot of jostling going around on the back straightaway. Nick Sanchez got the short end of the stick.
They were beginning to tighten up in that outside lane. Little bit of pushing here on the back stretch, some bumps as well going into turn number three, and it got a little too tight going into the corner. Sheldon Creed, fourth at the time, got into Nick Sanchez, turned the Sanchez car into the outside wall. Thankfully for Nick and the rest of the field behind him, he was able to keep that car to the top side of the speedway.
That beat-up car of Nick Sanchez in front of Alan Cavana.
Yeah, he was able to drive it back in. The tires are on it. They're trying to they're struggling to get the tires off the front right tire. They're trying to see if they can jack the car up. They have the Sawzall out there just trying to assess the damage at this point. Not much work going on, but again, they're having trouble getting the tires off to assess further damage. Revving the engine now, just trying to see if they can keep going.
Just one of many drivers that are new to the series here in 2025. Nick Sanchez, like Dean Thompson, and a couple of other drivers transitioning from the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Nick taking over the ride that was vacated by Parker Kligerman and that big machine effort there. Sheldon Creed just gave Nick Sanchez a bump draft. Had they been squared up, Alex, it would have worked out perfectly. However, they were not squared up, and Nick ended up getting turned into the outside wall.
That's a tough one as they come down to the line. Not just the caution flag, but the green and white checkered flag are in the air at the start-finish line. Stage number two will end under caution, and much like stage one, Austin Hill is at the front of the field. So Austin Hill wins the second stage. Ryan Sieg will finish second. Sheldon Creed third. Justin Allgaier fourth, and Dean Thompson fifth. Jeb Burton will be sixth. Taylor Gray will be seventh. William Sawalich will be eighth. Anthony Alfredo ninth. And Harrison Burton ends the stage 10th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
While the team of Nick Sanchez continue to work on that battered race car from the crash, Austin Hill and the rest of the field stays on the racetrack awaiting pit lane to open up. We do the same from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder. Wondering at this life. And never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
The debut for Nick Sanchez here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Daytona, it's going to end short. He has just driven that car back to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. Tough break for Nick.
Meanwhile, at the front of the field and up front, it's Austin Hill winning stage 2. He's won stage 1, and Some things just never change when you come to the World Center of Racing. We are in the middle of the Austin Hill regime as it pertains to domination here at Daytona, and it would appear that he's on his way to collecting another win in the World Series of Racing. The World Center of Racing.
Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, and Justin Allgaier are three drivers that finished inside the top four in both stages. Obviously, Hill maximizing the points here, winning both stages, but Sheldon Creed, he finished stage one in the second spot. Stage through number two finished in the number three position. So they're having some good runs here early on, but still got a long way to race to the black and white checkered flag.
Pit road is open. They will pit at lap 62. That'll leave 58 laps to go here in the United Rentals 300. The sun is setting, and the Musco lighting has taken over Daytona International Speedway. And right now, everybody here in the stadium getting ready to watch the field come down pit lane for service. Again, these stops will happen at lap number 62. One of the first cars to pit will be Ryan Sieg. He'll pull his car in. Also, Anthony Alfredo is in. More cars are in front of Chris Milner.
Sheldon Creed, the first to hit his box, finishing third in the stage, said, sorry, he was one of the catalysts in that accident with Nick Sanchez. I didn't think I got to him that quickly. They may be a little bit of front nose damage, although Jonathan Toney says you're good. Two right side tires for him. Jesse Love, four tires and a round out of the right rear, said save fuel, Danny Stockman did on the way out. Also in Justin Bontier, what a run for him. Free on entry, as is Sammy Smith. Steve Post.
Austin Hill going to win the battle off from pit road. He's long gone. Sheldon Creed goes out second. Taylor Gray goes out in the third spot as the field is rolled off. Justin Allgaier and Ryan Sieg, your front five off from pit road. All pretty quiet down here with Hill, with Ryan Truex, with Justin Allgaier and Taylor Gray. All pretty happy with the race cars. It's just a matter of learning the draft and learning who you can work with and who you cannot. These pit stops, the end of stage number two, lap number 62.
Different strategies being employed there by some teams. Ryan Truex and his team gained 10 positions. Jesse Love and his team picked up 9 spots on that pit stop.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need to get the job done. With a large fleet ranging from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, temporary power, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms, United Rentals is a one-stop shop partner. Backed by a team of experts and a suite of digital tools, United Rentals is ready to help you work united for a smarter, safer, and more sustainable worksite. United Rentals, official equipment rental partner of NASCAR.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul all in a single day with a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Here at Daytona, as we work the caution flag for the fourth time, this one for a crash coming to the green and white checkered flag. Nick Sanchez got turned into the outside wall midway down the Daytona super stretch, and a bump draft gone wrong off the front bumper from Sheldon Creed.
Steve Post, is there a story developing on race leader Austin Hill?
Not really sure, but the team is looking at the right rear tire
and there is some fluid on the outside of the right rear tire. So trying to get a determination if that came from their car or what they're saying. They've said nothing on the radio, absolutely nothing on the radio. And so right now, some of the cars behind them have seen on the NASCAR TV screen that this tire has had some fluid on it, and the drivers behind have been warned that the 21 of Austin Hill might be leaking something, but nothing has been said just yet. But the tire sits here on the rack, and it does have moisture on the outer edge of this Goodyear Racing Eagle.
We'll go green in one more lap.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning, and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the year, this FFA salute brought to you by Compeer Financial, a farm credit cooperative serving and supporting agriculture and rural communities.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Daytona just as the green flag goes back in the air and the field goes to turn one.
Taylor Gray's got the inside of the racetrack and the lead by a nose with crappy help from Ryan Truex.
Truex, second car in lane on the bottom. Austin Hill continues to lead the outside lane on this restart and is able to pull up alongside to challenge for the top spot again. Hill back to the front in green.
Austin Hill and Taylor Gray still neck and neck for the race lead. A little bit further back already. They're three wide, but it's Gray and Hill side by side racing for the lead.
Harrison Burton is that car up in three wide land. He started that move midway down the Daytona super stretch. That move quickly fell apart. Up front at the line, Austin Hill leads by the narrowest of margins, and he has them lined up inside and outside as they race back to the corner.
That margin, though, no longer narrow as he powers around the outside, takes the lead over Taylor Gray by a couple of car lengths. Gray will fall back into a battle with Sheldon Creed.
Creed in the outside lane, just behind Austin Hill, who goes to the outside of the racetrack off of turn two. Taylor Gray fading just a bit with Ryan Truex and Williams Wallach lined up behind him on the bottom.
Top four now have moved up to the high lane. The first driver on the bottom still remains Taylor Gray. Further back, one car, three wide in the middle. That's the Carson Quapple machine. He's going backwards.
No drafting help for Quapple after he was involved in a crash earlier. They've gotten that car back fairly good. He's on the lead lap and now finally finds some drafting help. Flash by the start-finish line, 53 laps to go in tonight's race.
Continues to be Austin Hill at the front of the pack. The inside line challenge has dissipated as Taylor Gray has fallen back into about the seventh or the eighth position. Once again, they lead behind Austin Hill.
The first side-by-side battle involves Dean Thompson in the outside lane, about the seventh car at the top of the racetrack. At the front, beginning to shuffle things up once again. Stepping out of line is Sheldon Creed battling for the lead.
Creed wants the lead, and he's bringing Ryan Sieg with him. The two Ford Mustangs working together on the bottom of the racetrack, trying to power around Austin Hill.
Sheldon Creed digging hard to the bottom of the racetrack. He's got a trunk full of Ryan Sieg. Sieg's got a trunk full of Jeb Burton, leaning on each other, coming to the line to complete lap 67, make that 68. Sheldon Creed will surge to the lead. Matter of fact, Creed leading for the first time tonight at Daytona.
Yeah, but Austin Hill is not done yet. He's going to power back to the outside of the racetrack. Doesn't have a lot of drafting help. First car in line is about a car length further back.
And that is Justin Allgaier, second car in line, top of the racetrack behind Austin Hill, bottom of the racetrack. Sheldon Creed gets a big shove by Ryan Sieg back to the front.
Ryan Sieg shoving Sheldon Creed in the turn number three, and Creed now will go to the point. Side by side for second. Ryan Sieg hasn't quite cleared Austin Hill. Hill runs right alongside his right elbow at a four.
Off turn number four, it's Creed down at the bottom of the racetrack. He's got significant numbers behind him. Ryan Sieg is there. Jeb Burton is there. Now Creed drifts up to the outside lane, leaves the bottom wide open, and Ryan Sieg, the Georgia native, wants the lead.
Ryan Sieg dials up that low line now. He's got drafting help from Jeb Burton and others. Here comes Ryan Sieg to the low line on Sheldon Creed for the lead.
Burton's second car in line on the bottom off of turn number two. They are stacked up side by side once again. About 10 rows deep. Outside lane advances. Sheldon Creed back to the front. Half a car length over Sieg with help from Austin Hill.
Double wide about 10 rows deep into turn number three. On the bottom of the racetrack is Ryan Sieg. He leads the bottom lane. Upstairs, you have Sheldon Creed.
50 laps to go tonight in Daytona. Let's take a trip to the Advent Healthcare Center in Allen Cavada.
Sheldon Creed leading. Sheldon Creed, the one that apologized for taking Nick Sanchez out of the race. He apologized a bit over the radio, apparently. What was your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, at least that was nice of him. Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of it, all it's plate racing, right? So, yeah, I feel like maybe he wasn't totally square on my bumper, but, you know, it is what it is. I know stage end racing for a stage win and a lot of points, so it happened. So, you know, no hard feelings there. And at the end of the day, it's just racing. And I'm really proud of my whole big machine, Spike Cooler Chevrolet, Scott Bruschetta, Patrick Donahue. You know, I think they brought a really good car. And, yeah, it was my first plate race in this car, and I felt very comfortable, you know, making moves. And I feel like we made good moves. We made smart moves. And, you know, you can only control control, and, you know, can't control everything. So it is what it is.
All right, Nick Sanchez able to walk away with something of an understanding, but out of this race earlier after having a really, really good car.
Yeah, he was. When Allen started that, Sheldon Creed was the leader. He is no longer. He's all the way back to the number four spot because Austin Hill has made a power move to the point.
Yeah, guess who? Austin Hill with another muscle move to take over the lead. Ryan Sieg trying to hold off Allgaier.
And once again, in control of this race is Austin Hill. Inside of the racetrack off turn two, moves up in front of Ryan Sieg now in the outside lane as they go back to turn three.
Austin Hill's car is so good. He can try to push someone to the front. He can make moves himself, or he can hold his own very strongly, which is what he's doing right now in the lead.
Austin Hill can take that car on the racetrack wherever he wants to. Right behind him, Ryan Sieg, side by side for third. Jeb Burton trying to rally the troops down low. He's got the Toyota Supra of Taylor Gray stacked up right behind him with other Toyotas waiting in the wings as well.
Gray going to the low line behind Jeb Burton as they try and fight their way into the top five. Austin Hill continues to lead the way off the banking in turn two.
Side lane beginning to advance just a bit off of turn two and up the Daytona super stretch led by Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier. The side-by-side racing begins from fifth on back.
Three Ford Mustangs, then you've got two Chevrolet Camaros in the top five spots on the outside lane. Downstairs, they're starting to move forward. They're being led by Jeb Burton.
Off turn number four, they come down to the line. 47 laps to go in the United Rentals 300 here at Daytona. I want to welcome back a good friend of the network here to Motor Racing Network, Mike Pricer, Marketing Manager, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening. It's great to be back and doing fantastic.
Well, great. Let's start talking about that. Fans hear Gazoo Racing. They hear about it. They see it out here on the Midway. What is that?
Yeah, so Gazoo Racing is part of our motorsports, global motorsports program. And it all started in 2007 when chairman and master driver Akio Toyota created the brand and really used it to inspire to build, use motorsports to build better vehicles.
Alex mentioned the display out on the midway. It is very impressive. We've got a lot of folks coming tomorrow. For those that are listening to Motor Racing Network tonight, that'll be here on property. What can they expect when they check that out?
Yes, we brought two big displays out there. So tomorrow in our Toyota Gazoo Racing racing experience, you'll be able to see we'll have our spin wheel, race sims, all our product lineup out there, GR, TRD Pro. And also we have some driver appearances out there. Chase Briscoe, Christopher Bell will do an autograph signing. And also in the midway, we brought we're calling the GR Garage, where we brought all our customer racing program cars, the GR 86 Cup car, the GR Corolla TC, and the GR Super GT4 vehicle. And we also borrowed one of the Le Mans cars from Europe and brought it over, the GR 010. So a lot of great things to see there. And we did sneak out of our museum, the Mark III, that did so much historic racing in the IMSA series.
World-class race cars on display, world-class street cars on display, and for everyone to buy. What does it mean for you and everybody at Toyota to get off to a great start here every season at Daytona?
When you're at Daytona, it's the build-up and the hype of that you get yourself ready, and starting the season off strong in Daytona just sets the tone for the rest of the year that you're pushing forward and not catching up.
We can't thank you and everybody at Toyota enough for all you continue to do. Great to see you again, and we look forward to all big things for Toyota here in 2025.
Awesome. Thank you for having us, and we'll see how it goes.
Mike Pricer, Marketing Manager, Toyota Gazoo Racing.
Got a couple of Georgia boys up front leading here at Daytona. You got Austin Hill to the inside of Ryan Sieg. They're stacked up side by side. 44 laps to go. Ryan Sieg led this lap through.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
An exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins 4 in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Ryan C. continues to lead by the narrowest of margins as they jockey the top spot back and forth. Sieg leads, Hill second, Allgaier, Creed, Jesse Love round out the top five, and everybody's in double wide formation from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
41 laps to go here at Daytona International Speedway. We're hearing pit road business could be picking up shortly. Entertaining race for the lead. Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg seesawing the lead back and forth. And Jeb Burton just trying to get in there as well as they stack them up off the end of the Daytona Superstretch.
Here they come to turn number three. Ryan Sieg, the lead car, up against the outside safer barrier. He's got Justin Allgaier in tow. Downstairs leading the bottom lane, that's still Austin Hill.
Ryan Sieg has 9 top 10s and 22 Xfinity starts here at the World Center of Racing, including four of the last six races. He's finished second here a couple of different times. Ryan Sieg now leads as he works his way back to turn number one.
We'll give Ryan Sieg a lot of credit here. He's been one of the few that have been able to hang with Austin Hill in that outside lane for very long at all. Not only has he hung with him, he's gone to the lead. He's taken Allgaier to second place.
Justin Allgaier to the second spot. Austin Hill, former race leader, back in third on the inside, outside lane, trying to form up, led by Jesse Love on the back straightaway. Love up alongside Sheldon Creed for fourth.
Now everyone trying to get to the bottom. Ryan Sieg has moved the pack downstairs against the double yellow line. Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, they're all trying to get to the bottom of the racetrack.
And Austin Hill is going to make a run to the bottom of the racetrack. Here's Justin Allgaier. Pit stops will happen at lap 80. And I would say about eight, maybe nine cars are going to take this opportunity to come to pit lane. Alan Cavada, you're up first.
A bevy of Chevys just hit pit road. Anthony Alfredo, Josh Williams in front of me, including Carson Kowabel. Z-Post, down to you.
Justin Allgaier is in, but the news right now we're keeping an eye on is Austin Hill. As he raced down the backstretch, he said, a big vibration. We had that fluid on his tire, and a couple of cars behind him say there's some fluid on their windshield. The crew now, and they're slow working on the rear end of that race car. Austin Hill has a mechanical problem, and he still sits here on pit road as everyone else of this crew have left. Chris Wellner.
Only one by me, Steve Post, was Connor Zilich here on lap number 81. They're waiting now for Sheldon Creed. They got the word about the issues with the Austin Hill car, but there's a car that stopped right before them in the pit box, so they're trying to wait to see if that car gets cleared, but now the crew starts to get around, so start to get more pit stops going here with some of the leaders. Steve Post, there's plenty of cars headed your way.
The car's coming down here to this end of pit road, getting pit service. Looks like Sammy Smith is in, bringing his car in, and well, bigger news here, Austin Hill is done for the day. Austin Hill is done for the day. Alan Cavada.
No action at the moment on my section of pit road, but notably one of the top Chevys that did not pit with the rest of them was Jeb Burton, still waiting on his pit stop down here on the pit road.
That's huge for Austin Hill. He has dominated this race. He's led 56 of the 82 laps. He won stage one. He won stage two. And now a mechanical problem is going to put that Bennett Chevrolet behind the wall.
Not just that, but he was trying to win four in a row here at Daytona to get things going. He's won the season opener here at Daytona the last three consecutive years. So Austin Hill out of the race with a mechanical problem and the team dejected. We can see them from our vantage point here all the way down to our right at the exit of the pit lane. So the field continues under the green flag as we've been making some stops. Now Ryan Sieg, Sheldon Creed, Jeb Burton, Taylor Gray, and a host of others are yet to come to pit road like some did, including the drivers that you heard Steve Post and Chris Wilner report on. As we watch the lead pack come up off of turn number four, they're all, Mike, going to stay on the racetrack.
Justin Allgaier basically pitted by himself. He's about to be lapped. Now this bunch that's about to lap him is going to have to come down for service as well. But Justin Allgaier had a long pit stop, and Justin Allgaier is going to have a lot of pedaling to do once we cycle through this round of green flag stops.
He killed the engine on when they dropped the jack for him to leave his pit box, and it took him a couple of extra beats to try to get your engine refired. But that's all it takes here. Under green flag at Daytona, you try to make clean stops with the drivers you came in on so you can exit the racetrack and keep a draft going to keep the speed up. But by the time that Allgaier got the car refired and the crew was able to shove him to get him going again, those drivers that pitted with him, all of them had already left, and Allgaier now is a lap down, but he is latched on to the lead draft.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
and Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Continuing under the green flag, Ryan Sieg still at the front of the field. 34 laps to go. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
FFA students across America rely on the experience and mentorship of their advisors and teachers. These educators, both in and out of the classroom, are helping our young people to rise to their potential, to become confident, competent leaders in their chosen fields. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do each and every day, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Daytona with 33 laps to go. The lead pack started to peel off the racetrack a moment ago and come to pit road. Everybody did a good job of slowing their cars down, but Mike, I believe one driver had some sort of brake failure.
Had to have. Chris Wright just came in hot. He was aiming for the ball field, but the problem is he had no way to get there, and he just slammed into Josh Balicki, turned Balicki around. Balicki's been able to drive away, but the front end of Chris Wright's car is all torn up. He eventually came to a stop, obviously being collecting the Josh Balicki car, helped him slow down and come to that stop. But there had to be some sort of brake malfunction, Alex, because he was coming in at least 80, 90 miles an hour stronger than anybody else.
Yeah, and that puts us under the caution flag now for the fifth time. While they tend to the car of Chris Wright in the middle of the pit lane, that'll keep it closed, but the limping mechanical problem for Austin Hill, he just drove by. Now NASCAR sent him back on the track, down up against the grass on the apron all the way around the track, just to get him back to the Xfinity Series garage, since we were under the green flag, and he is just taking his car back there right now.
So Austin Hill is out of the race, and he will be one of five drivers behind the wall, joining Blaine Perkins, Nick Sanchez, Kyle Sieg, Brandon Jones, and Daniel Dye. Disappointment for Austin Hill after winning two stages and leading 56 laps of this race.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcer. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Chris Wright's car has been taken to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. He is loaded up in an ambulance. He is being taken to the Advent Health Care Center. We'll get a thought from him in a moment. We continue under the caution. It's the fifth one of the night. We've got 31 laps to go. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Pit Road is still closed as we continue under the caution flag here at Daytona. Cesar Baccarella has yet to come to Pit Road. He is posted as the leader. He will have to come down to get some service. But behind him, Alex, you got Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, Jesse Love, Taylor Gray, the top five. We were in the middle of this cycle of green flag pit stops before everything broke loose when the rest of the pack started their sequence of pit stops.
And I'll tell you who this caution flag and the sequence is huge for, and that's Justin Allgaier. He had an awful pit stop, lost the lap, and he was hanging on to the tail end of what was the lead draft. That lead draft is the group that peeled off the track when this subsequent crash happened. Allgaier got his lap back before the crash happened. So he is back on the lead lap, and he's actually gained a couple of positions in the exchange.
It's almost like we're at Phoenix Raceway all over again. Remember this up and down that he had going on? He was all by himself, and he had nobody that he had pitted with to give him some drafting help. He got gobbled up, and then when that group, to Alex's point, made the move to pit road, that's when the chaos and the pandemonium happened, and Allgaier was able to capitalize.
Yeah, and if we didn't have this caution flag, that lead draft that came to pit road left Allgaier all by himself. He was going to be a sitting duck for the next draft that comes flying up. And who knows if we were going to have another caution flag. But with 30 laps to go, Justin Allgaier's back in the game.
If you're just joining us, Austin Hill dominating this race. He has been taking his car back to the garage. We'll get a thought from him in a moment. But disappointment there for Richard Childress Racing on his behalf. However, the other Richard Childress Racing car in the person of Jesse Love running in the top five. Matter of fact, in position number four right now. Jesse knows a thing or two about how to get the job done on these big racetracks, but he lost his buddy and he lost his teammate out there. He'll have to rely on another Chevrolet teammate for assistance.
There's a pretty good mix of manufacturers throughout the top 10 right now, as Cesar Baccarella is being scored as the race leader. Now, he's the one driver that has yet to come to pit lane. I take that back. Greg Van Alst back in 13th has yet to make a pit stop, but here comes Cesar Baccarella, Greg Van Alst right now. So they'll go ahead and come in. Baccarella will make his stop. They're going to change at least right side Goodyear Racing Eagles, topping him off with Sunoco Racing Fuel. Jeb Burton is in. He'll make a pit stop, as will other cars, including Carson Quapel. Looks like, Steve Post, some of these drivers are beginning to slowly inch their way towards you, including Jeremy Clements.
Yeah, Jeremy Clements, a former winner here at Daytona, brings his car in. Major chassis adjustment on that thing. They're topping it off with Sunoco fuel, getting Jeremy a drink of water, handing that in there as well. Need to note also from that incident at the end of pit road, Ryan Truex, who's had a nice run inside the top 10, he got a little collateral damage. The right rear of his car got dinged as Chris Wright went through, and they continue to work on the right side, and now they're going to make a chassis adjustment to adjust for that damage on the right rear of Ryan Truex automobile.
Right now, Ryan posted in the 22nd position as we cycle through caution flag pit stops with 29 laps remaining.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The FFA trains young people for successful careers in agri-science and engineering, ag marketing, merchandising, sales, and many other careers indispensable to keeping American agriculture on the cutting edge. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom.
For over 70 years, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Daytona International Speedway, Austin Hill is out of the United Rentals 300. He is with our Chris Wilner in the garage.
He is, Mike, and boy, it was a dominant race car looking to go four in a row here in the season openers. But Austin, there were smells, there was smoke. What exactly put you out of this race?
I haven't heard exactly, but it was either a rear hub or a gear or a combination of both. Started feeling some things under that last caution that we had before we went back green. Just thought it smelled weird, like some burned up oil or rearing grease, whatever. And when we got back going, I saw a little bit of smoke in the cockpit, and I'm like, man, this isn't good. But I knew we were just going to run it until we had an issue. And sure enough, right when we were coming down pit road anyways on that lap, and our Bennett Chevrolet just started getting a massive vibration, smoking worse, and I knew that our night was probably going to be done when we came down pit road. So I really hate it for everybody at RCR, ECR. They work extremely hard. I know a lot of guys are going to be beating themselves up about it, but you win as a team and you lose as a team. I've lost a lot of races because of making mistakes and doing different things that this 21 car should have won. So you're going to have that in NASCAR and in racing. There's going to be times that you're the king of the world, and there's going to be times that you have stuff like this happen. And we're just going to have to bounce back really strong going into Atlanta. I feel really good about going to a place like Atlanta. I feel really good about the